Rule number 11. Surprise others by performing random acts of kindness. Go out of your way to do something surprisingly kind and generous for someone at least once a month. All of the kids love this rule, and it sounds as if it is a really good idea, and then it would be a lot of fun. The problem is that it is one of the hardest of the rules for people to follow. In our daily lives, we get so busy and preoccupied that there isn't much time to sit down and think up a surprise for someone. Usually, if it isn't someone's birthday or a special occasion, people really don't see a need to go out of their way to do something special for someone else. I feel, however, that the best time to give someone a nice surprise is when it isn't expected. That way, the person knows you didn't do it because of obligation. You did it because you wanted to. The types of surprises I'm talking about are more than just getting someone a gift. These surprises need to be more thought out and meaningful. For example, take the time to make a lunch, complete with salad, entree, and dessert, and set it up in a room where you work. Place flowers on the table and play some soft music in the background. Then invite the custodians to take a break and enjoy the lunch you prepared for them. Or, when your neighbors are at work, mow their lawn and clip their hedges. I tell my students that they can clean their room, vacuum the house, or do the dishes without being asked to. They can do errands or read to an elderly neighbor, or they can take someone fresh flowers. The opportunities are all around. The reason behind my desire to surprise others stems from how my parents were constantly arranging surprises for my sister and me. I remember how seeing them go out of their way to do kind and unexpected things for us made me feel so special and loved. I promised myself that when I was older, I was going to do similar things for all of those around me. When I became a teacher, I found myself spending hundreds of dollars a month on books, contest prizes, and many other items for the students. Small surprises like that were appreciated by the kids, but then something happened. I started a project with the kids that led to the biggest surprise I had ever been involved with. It forever changed my life and the lives of the students.